Hello everybody, I'm George Myland, here I am in Derry. See some of these big posters on the wall? Republican Socialist Youth Movement, Yes for Unity, as in a 32 county republic, Hunger Strikes Memorial, Internment Still Exists, the People's Army, about the IRA, quotation from Patrick Pearce, then End British Police, Political Policing, and CIRA, as in related to the Irish Work for Freedom, CIRSHA. So, talking a little bit about the troubles in Derry, first from 1969 till, say, 1998, the Good Friday Agreement, this being the second biggest city in Northern Ireland. And on an Irish scale, is it the fourth? Because we've got, you know, Dublin, Belfast, Cork. Is it Derry? It's slightly bigger than Limerick. Can't really tell. So here we are. Look at Sinn Féin, Ourselves Alone, as it means there. It started out as the name of, like, the Old Castle Review, a little local magazine in County Meath. Sir Arthur Griffith found it. He's a quarter Welsh. And remember, he saw the model as Hungary's position within the Austrian Empire, the resurrection of Hungary. I read his book, also wanted to revive the language. That's that cultural, Celtic cultural revival in the late 19th century. It was the Society for the Preservation of the Irish Language all the time kept it going. The Irish Society in the 18th century even, under the patronage of the Viceroy. It's not true that our language is taken away from us. I mean, if you go back to, say, the Statutes of Kilkenny in the Middle Ages, in the Englishry, which is sort of Eastern Ireland, it was briefly, that's quickly in abeyance. Partly, the thing is, the English migrants found Irish culture so attractive. They were absorbed by us. So Sinn Féin, as in us, the Irish, not the Welsh, not the Scots, not the English. But what he wanted was a dual monarchy. So the monarch to be King of Ireland as well as King of Great Britain. He was later in the Transvaal League, as in want the Transvaal Republic and the Orange Free State to be outside the British Empire, despite the small fact that they both said only Protestants could vote. So quite often the Republican movement has taken the side of anti-Catholic regimes, such as those ones, or indeed Cuba under communism, which outlawed all Catholicism, sent thousands of priests to be slave labourers, where many of them died, and so on. Whilst here in Northern Ireland, even when the Unionists were always winning, there was a Catholic church in every town, and Republicans put out the lie that Unionism was somehow against Catholicism. So here we go on. You see, what else you can separate? That was the police officers there. See, local youths, are they throwing stones, something like that? And here's a gravestone. That's the sort of main memorial to the IRA men. Okay, so local people, no doubt playing Gaelic games with a strong nationalist associations and indeed Republican associations. Often their stadia named after IRA men. And Bobby Sands MP, so he was elected from Anna South Tyrone shortly before he died by suicide in 1981. He refused to eat his food. And I've seen the footage of his funeral, 100,000 people lining up for when he died in May 1981. And I saw his little son being led in. I thought, could you not live for him? Because Sands was convicted of serious crimes, like burning down a furniture shop, possession of a loaded, unlicensed firearm. And he would have been released after some years and got on to live. And where did his estranged wife and child go to live? England. So England, which is so evil, which is so anti-Irish, it's preposterous. So, you know, although Sands was a dangerous criminal, I believe in rehabilitation, in absolution, and don't doubt that he was dedicated to his cause, but he caused so much harm. So the bishops here in Ireland said it wasn't suicide, the Catholic bishops of England said that it was, the patently it was, and so on. Okay, so Charles English, an IRA man who died, look, the former Rossville flats, since demolished from Rossville Street, look at this poor woman wounded in the eye, okay. So this is what it was like in the early 70s, people displaying the tricolour. Now, I mean, until the late 60s, the tricolour was hardly ever displayed. There was a Northern Ireland Civil Rights Association going from the mid-60s, sometimes waving the Irish tricolour. Though there was the Flags and Emblems Act in Northern Ireland, so people were allowed to display the tricolour, but if the IUC thought it might cause a breach of the peace, they could remove it. And famous in that case was in 1964 on Divis Street in Belfast, a small Sinn Féin office displaying a small tricolour in the window. The Reverend Ian Paisley found out about it and said that it had to be removed. It wasn't taken away in 3 days. He would lead a crowd to remove it, which is obviously wrong. I mean, I think people should be allowed to display these flags. But anyway, and by the way, if you desecrated or interfered with the Union flag, that was a crime. Anyway, the IUC did go and remove it by force. But Ian Paisley, it really backfired for you. Look how many Irish tricolours are up these days. And so on. We're now entering Free Derry. Okay, look, a Republican funeral. The RUC there. Obviously, the people know they've got nothing to fear. You see videos of people verbally abusing soldiers and so on because they knew that the soldiers were not going to harm them. And so on. Firing, what is it? Are these plastic bullets or is this CS gas? Okay. Look, the IRA there, scary with these things on, so intimidating people. But some people, they had some real supporters around here, plenty of them. And look, as the Royal Ulster Constabulary, they're escorting a funeral. HM Prison Service Rossville, as in the Rossville Flats. Okay, goodness. So, and so it goes on. So, another funeral like this. So, fortunately, all this sort of thing doesn't happen again. Is that Mitchell McLaughlin, a local man, a Sinn Féiner? Now, Fionn Éireann joined now, as in that's sort of the IRA's youth wing, Fionn being youth. So they're Oigur Sinn Féin, as in young Sinn Féin, really doesn't organise riots. And look at the soldiers there. So the people obviously know that they've got nothing to fear from them. And so it goes on. So there he is, one of the worst British criminals of modern times, Martin Pacelli McGuinness. And look at the old Royal Ulster Constabulary Land Rovers. And so it goes on. So then the troubles were breaking out in 1969 when the people built barricades around here so the RUC couldn't come in, particularly the B Specials. The B Specials were founded in 1921 at the partition of Ireland. People to be part-time RUC officers. And B Specials founded on the suggestion of Michael Collins, who was hoping the RUC would be one-third Catholic, two-thirds Protestant, roughly in reflection of the denominational balance in Northern Ireland, but it didn't happen that way. Often there were people from the Royal Irish Constabulary who'd come up from the south, but they retired off within a few decades and it ended up being only about 8% Catholic. Well, obviously people couldn't be conscripted. The RUC could only take those who volunteered. If you were not allowed to play in the GAA, you know, Gaelic Athletic Association, hurling and Gaelic football, if you had ever been in the RUC, RIC, or the British Armed Forces. So that put off some people might otherwise join. Plus there's the ostracization. And so it goes on. So, yeah, and then the troubles broke out here. But, you know, then the UK government seemed to accept things. First of all, the army wouldn't enter the bog side. Seen Major Todd going to negotiate with people because these barricades were built. They're not an Operation Motorman, but the barricades were all broken down. I was a housemate of a sailor about 2004 in the Royal Navy, and he'd been on a ship coming from Great Britain with some of the equipment they were using. Operation Motorman, obviously a secret till it happened, and then they broke all the barricades, they restored all the roads and so forth, so that the Queen's writ would run everywhere. But goodness, so the IRA didn't stand and fight. So obviously they knew that people were, that the security forces were not a threat to the local community who the IRA was supposedly defending. But the B Specials had a bad reputation amongst the Catholic community, worse than the you know, the ordinary RUC. So although, yeah, there were Catholics in the B Specials to begin with, by the time of the Hunt Report in 1970, there were none. And the B Specials, they sometimes hold their training sessions in Orange Halls. Now, the Orange Order is an exclusively Protestant organisation, which produced the impression this is for Protestants only and so on. So obviously, some of the B Specials were bad. There are a few bad apples and so on. And some of the mainstream RUC were bad. I mean, there was that notorious case of Sammy Devaney, a local man who was severely beaten up by some RUC officers and died of his injuries some months later. And none of the RUC officers were charged with any crime in relation to that. Now, why? I don't know enough about the particulars of it. Presumably, if they were the only witnesses, presumably they weren't going to incriminate each other. But obviously it caused a lot of bad feeling around here and people lost what little confidence they had in it. Although notably Joseph Locke, a Catholic man from this part of Derry, he'd been in the RUC, famously the Singing Bobby. You can see that film about him, Hear My Song. He'd also served in the Irish Guards as a regiment of the British Army. So a lot of fighting in the early 70s. And then the IRA split, Provisional IRA, Official IRA, obviously Provisional Sinn Féin, just Sinn Féin these days, Official Sinn Féin, which eventually turned itself into the Irish Republican Socialist Party. Now, James Connolly had the Irish Socialist Republican Party, but apparently reversing those two words was deliberate. And then the IRSP, they formed the Irish National Liberation Army, the INLA, which was a far-left organisation. Goodness, but so there was the hunger strikes in 1981, and 10 guys committed suicide. Some of the INLA, the ones from Derry were, what's his name, Michael Devine, and is it Patsy O'Hara? And were they both INLA? I don't quite remember. So, and that's them. So, but by the early 90s, the security forces had largely won. There are very few attacks. There was a notorious one where the IRA, they kidnapped a local man just who was a cook at an army base, or kidnapped his family, threatened to kill his family if he didn't drive this truckload with a bomb into an army checkpoint, and he did. But the security forces had won. That was it in Derry. It was really in South Armagh that the IRA was giving the army some difficulty in those days. So that's the troubles in Derry. I'm very, very glad it's over. I hope it never, ever comes back. So that's it. And obviously, I'm a unionist. I wish to see the Republic dissolved and us rejoin the United Kingdom. But, you know, I'm not insane. I know there's not the slenderest prospect of that coming to pass in the foreseeable future. So there we go. Yeah. Okay, so some of the civilians who were shot dead by the security forces. Anyway, obviously, the British Army weren't all good. Even if you think the British Army never did anything wrong in Northern Ireland, you need your head examined, you need to get out more. And the army recruited directly from Borstal. So there were some bad men in the army, that's true. And look at this. Ernesto Che Guevara Lynch, who was remotely Irish. In my son's veins flowed the blood of Irish rebels. Shockford. Okay, so the revolution is going to happen always and so on. Okay, Che Guevara, someone who was viciously anti-Catholic, as I point out, homophobic, racist, a tyrant, closed down trade unions, which is not to say his enemies were all good. There was genuine poverty in Latin America, much was avoidable, much of which was caused by the United States. But don't tell that to Americans when you're trying to get money out of them to destroy democracy in Northern Ireland. It's odd that the way the US will support the illegal occupation of Palestine, but oppose Northern Ireland's legal place in the United Kingdom. Really just staggering and sickening. Anyway, thank you for watching my video. See, housing's not too bad here. People don't have too much to complain, you know. So Great Britain gave so much money to Northern Ireland, hugely subsidised. The spoilt child of the United Kingdom, just like Ireland, when we're all in the UK, we're the spoilt child of the British Empire, had a longer life expectancy than Great Britain. What was I going to say? Higher per capita spending, things like that. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Just across the road, I saw Derry Credit Union. Now, what's his name? John Hume helped set that up. I don't know if it's the original location, because local people found it difficult to get loans and mortgages in the old days. They almost never owned their own home. All right, toodaloo.